Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, yeah, we're kicking it up here a second hour so far. Well, actually, it's my third hour today on Thursday. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hi.
So, you know, we did the last show with Margaret Ann Lembo.
Super cool.
Okay, remember Austin was emailing us about the house?
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
I have an instant feedback remedy I've got to read.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, Austin, I hope you're still listening. So, this came in, and it said, Surefire way to sell your house is to get that St. Joseph statue, because he was doing the St. Joseph thing, bury it in the ground facing the house.
Upside down.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I think you're supposed to do upside down
upside
as well.
Upside down.
Yeah.
Okay, St. Joseph.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, instant feedback person that sent the remedy in, would you please tell us, should it be upside down with the head down?
I think so.
Okay.
I'll double check.
Well, let's double check. And Austin, it sounds like you may have done some of that, but that was just like one of our listeners wanted you to have that a little additional insight.
So unless that's a different one than I'm coming up.
Because
I know
the statue of St. Joseph and you bury it in the ground facing the house.
Well,
but
I've heard
the head first.
I've heard Eco Joe is the name of it. We
is
have
it?
A couple other shows that have, you know, mentioned that on there.
All right. Oh, but Benny, Benny's on it. Well, guess what? We've got a great continuation following the energy. You're going to meet some angels we have not talked about yet, because we have with us Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. It's so great to have her here. We're talking about the love of angels and what does that mean? And I want to just say to everyone out there, if you want to connect with Sue, if you want to find out who your angels are, you're going to be able to do it the same way we did it during the previous hour. You're going to be able to send us, ask us a question through our instant feedback mechanism at drpatlive.com or the Dr. Pat Show. And you can also call into the show at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And so Benny's going to find out all about that, but maybe Sue Storm knows. Sue, welcome to the show. What can Austin do to help speed up the selling process of his house?
Okay. Well, first of all, the St. Joseph is upside down facing the house, in front of the house. I had a house for sale one time. There were 94 houses up for sale in the same subdivision, and mine sold right away.
So tell us how to do that again.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, the St. Joseph, do you want me to repeat that part or the other part?
Yeah, the St. Joseph's part.
The St. Joseph is upside down facing the house in front of the house.
Got
okay?
it? Yeah, that's cool.
And then
cool.
After the house sells, you dig them up.
Okay, let's not forget to do that. Yeah, after the house. What is the significance of digging him up after the house sells?
Just to take him with you.
Yeah.
Because he's done a good job, I guess.
Right.
I don't think he wants to be left there.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But if, in fact, it's an accident and you forget and you obviously travel and you go to your other new home or whatever, he is eco-friendly, so he will biodegrade.
Okay, right. Buy the eco-friendly version.
That's hence the Eco-Joe.
Right. Okay, Eco-Joe.
Yep.
I have to tell you, my daughter bought a house, and it had been on the market for about a year, and they couldn't sell it. And one day she was digging in her front garden to pull weeds, and there was the St. Joseph. So they had done the same thing.
See?
And
sweet.
It worked for her.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sue
okay.
Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house. Oh, let's tell everybody a little bit about you and what they're going to experience during this show, a continuation of our intuitive connection double hour here on the Dr. Pat Show, The Love of Angels. Tell folks a little bit about your work and what they'll get to experience during the show today.
Okay, sure. I've been talking to angels since I had a near-death experience when I was a child. I'm also the author of Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity, a book on how to make your life better and which angels to call on. Let's see, what else? I do consultations, hour-long consultations and half-hour consultations for people, basically to help you connect with your angels so you can move your life forward. Whatever's not working, your angels can get in there and move it forward.
Well, and then the other thing that happens, and I want to talk about this because I believe you were on last week. Sometimes we have folks call in And their problems really require more than a 2 or 3 minute
right.
conversation.
Right.
And you actually gifted several people with full consultations with you. And you've been doing that since 2004 on the Dr. Pat Show. And I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for being so generous and kind with our listeners.
You know what, Dr. Pat? That's my pleasure, because my joy in life is getting the phone call, oh, you were right, it worked, I did this and that, and I can't believe it, and I'll tell you another story a little bit later on, different segment, but it's just, that's what this is all about. Your angels are there. They're there to help you. They're chosen to help you with your life's purpose. If you connect with them, it's got to get better. And so doing a session with me, we find out what's wrong, what isn't working, what needs to be changed, and boom, we change it. And it's just been, you know, very successful, and I'm happy to do it.
And you do it so brilliantly.
Thank you.
So let's talk for a minute about some new angel energy. And while Sue and I are doing that, I want to make sure all of you know that we are now officially opening up the phone lines for those of you out there that would like to call in. If you don't know who your angels are, please call us and get your angels, get some help, get some remedies. We have a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And as a matter of fact, we also have our instant feedback message. We're going to give you the way that works. You can go to drpatlive.com. Or you could go to transformationtalkradio.com, go on the right-hand side. It says Ask Your Question Live. Go ahead and do that. And then, Benny, we also are plugged in to New Sky Radio and Psychic on Air.
Correct.
All right. And then with phones are ringing, Benny's going to get those. I'm going to get the instant feedback messages. Austin, I will definitely get your question. But, Sue, before we do, let's talk about some angels we have not talked about before.
Yes, I wanted to do that today. The angels told me, and basically for new listeners, I work with Archangel Michael. He's been the one that gives me the guidance. And these are all from the Angel First Aid book. Okay, so they told me that there's listeners out there who need the names and what these angels do. Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, is the angel of courage. And she works with valor, encouragement, and performance. And Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, is the angel of focus. He boosts concentration. Boy, we all need that these days, don't we?
Yeah, I think you're right.
And clear thinking. And then this is an interesting one. Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, I think that's the male Francis version, is the angel of wisdom. Offers new perceptions and fresh connections with higher guidance. Now, the female Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, is the angel of fertility. And I hear that there's someone listening that or knows of someone who's trying to conceive a child, and that's the angel to talk to for that. So I got another one, Irina, I-R-E-N-A, Irina. That's the angel of patience. Boy, don't we need her.
Yeah.
I have to call on her more often.
Yeah.
She improves the ability to maintain a steady composure and to be centered. So should we just stop with those for right now?
I think that's good.
And then we'll do some more later?
Yeah, because Benny's getting the phones. They are cranking away. Now, let's talk with Austin for a minute. Austin has been instant feedback messaging us.
Okay.
Hi, Austin. Thank you. It's great to be connecting with you. Thank you so much for listening. And then we have Chris in Michigan as well. So Austin is saying, I'd love to know who my angels are. P.S. Love the show. Austin,
okay.
I love your questions. And Austin Austin is the person that has had the house on the market. You know, but he and his former partner had a home. And they split. They are each now with new partners. And so we've been sort of working the angel of how to sell the house. So we may want to throw that in there to speed things up.
Okay, well, we were talking about how I sold the house.
Yep.
What I, there was a couple of other little things that I did for anyone listening.
Yeah, to Austin is listening. Trust
okay,
me on
all
this.
Right. So the other thing I did was I took a kosher salt, or if you can't find that, but most stores you can, you use sea salt, and you put it in the corners of the room. That clears out the negativity. Put it in the corners of all the rooms, just a few more, so doesn't need to hurt the carpeting or anything. And then I took Archangel Raphael, and I put him on the roof, and I asked him to call the people in, and I did that. And then the next thing I did, and I only did these few things, the next thing I did was sit in the middle of the house and welcome in the new buyer.
Ah.
Welcome them in. Let them, you know, get them their energy in there. And I guess there's one more thing. I didn't do this, but if you yourself are there when they're looking, when someone's looking at the house, put on a pot of water with some sugar, some cinnamon, and a little bit of orange peel in it, and the fragrance really gets them to want to buy.
Wow, that sounds yummy, too.
or baked chocolate chip cookies. I didn't have the time for all that stuff. But
yeah, cool.
It's sold anyway.
Well, so Austin would love to know who the angels are.
Okay. So his angels are actually Rita, the angel
and
of writing.
Austin, let's make sure we have this right. We keep referring to you as he and his. So if we're not correct on that, just give us some feedback there. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're doing Austin's angels, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So we have Rita, R-I-T-A, who's the angel of writing. So there is definitely something that he's going to be writing, if he isn't already.
Yeah.
Should be. And Solomon, who's the angel of security. And he works with safety and the sense of security. Archangel is Michael, of course. That's the top archangel. And he is guidance and protection.
Okay, great. And Austin, do you, if you have a question that you want to send us and get some help with, be and, you know, other than the sale of your house, please let us know and we'll get to it. Chris, we're going to get to you. Sandy, we're going to get to you. Karen, we're going to get to you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive by Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Guess what? In the house with me and Mr. Benny. Boy, I got my voice all crazy from singing Connie Francis there. We'll be right back.
When we're gray and old, 'cause I have been told that salvation.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of Talk Radio to Thrive By. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Action Whey and Emerald Sea combined give your body the complete nutritional foundation nature intended. Hi, this is Paul Bland. Since I have been drinking Action Whey and Emerald Sea on a daily basis, I've started building the nutritional foundation that nature intended. I am 57 and my blood pressure is 120 over 78. I've lost 20 pounds, I have more energy, and I feel great. For more information on building a foundation of nutrition naturally, visit sea, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead.
I love that, Benny. I love that.
Oh, she offers me protection. A lot of love and affection.
How do you do it, B? Cool song, dude.
It's a gift.
It is a gift. You're so gifted. You're so gifted. You're so special.
That, and I think I've played it a couple times already for Sue, so I think I've got kind of used to it.
I mean, did we ever sit down and actually count how many times Sue Storm has been on the show? It's like hundreds.
I'm out of hands and feet, that's for sure.
Exactly. Sue Storm is joining us here today. So before we go to the phones and before we go to the instant messages, one of the things I want to mention is what we do on the show with Sue is a micro version of what she does in her full sessions. Now, she has worked with Benny and she has worked with me. We're actually in her latest book in terms of manifestation. And so we're frequently reminded of how this all works and the power of it. So if any of you out there want to really take on the things in your life that are just not going well, get some insight, please make sure you connect with Sue after the show. Now, Sue, the way to do that is, you know, you have to give folks your website and then your toll-free number. So go ahead and do that.
Sure. My website is www.theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My 800 number to call me direct and always leave a message, I'll call back personally, is 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. And I would love to help you. I just really felt today from the angels that there's several people out there that are ready to jumpstart their life and go forward. And I want to tell you, give me that call.
All right. Awesome. And awesome. You see, that was because Austin is pinged us again. So I was like, awesome. You know, get it? Awesome. Sort of. I did a flub during the last hour instead of saying chakra. What did I say? Chakwa.
Chakwa.
Chakwa. A whole new term.
Like a combination of chakra and aqua.
Chakwa and aqua. All right, everybody. If you want to call into the show, if you want to find out who your angels are, you can do it a number of different ways. Sandy, we're going to get to you. Karen, Austin, Lauren, we're right there. Give us a minute. Chris. 1-800-930-2819. That is toll free for the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a shout. The other way to do it is you could go to drpatlive.com and on the right-hand side, ask a question. You could go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question. And then, Benny, give them the other two.
Sure. It's psychiconair.com or newskyradio.com.
We're going to get them all here.
Yep.
All right. Where do we want to go first?
Let's take Sandy from Auburn. She's waiting patiently. She's looking for some angels.
Hi. How are you?
Sandy.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Awesome.
Awesome. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime. Sue?
Are you ready, Sandy? Okay.
I am ready.
Okay. The first one is Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity. And they tell me you're very creative with your mind. And, you know, you have some really good ideas that you aren't following through on. So that would be another session. But, yeah, it gets you doing that. And Raphael is your archangel. That's healing and compassion. And again, the angels are chosen for your life's purpose, so it has something to do with what you're here for. And then you have a money angel. You have Katrina, who's the angel of prosperity.
How's that sound?
Thank you.
Do you have a question?
Well, this sounds great. I do have a quick question.
Cool.
I've been feeling kind of stuck in my career. You know, I'm in sales, which is fine. I'm grateful to have a job. But I just think that I'm here to do something more. Do you have any insight as to where I could go to find that?
What is your talent? What if you had all the money all the time in the world, what would be fun? What do you do well? In any event, think about that, because that's what you're meant to do. That's your life's purpose.
I have an insight if you would like a little feedback from me as well, Sandy.
Yes.
All right, here you go. One of the things that I know, and I'm very familiar with what it's like to be in sales, right?
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it. As a matter of fact, when I moved to Seattle, one of my friends said I needed to get out of my house, so she dragged me to go door-to-door selling vinyl siding. So that was an experience. Here's what I know about a new life path or doing something that fulfills you. You have to love the sales job in the moment you're in it. And then think about, while you're doing that job, a parallel path is what I'm trying to say. Have some fun exploring, right? So if you hear about a class, a hypnotherapy class, or, you know, something that, you know, you say, oh, wow, I would love to learn about chakras, or I'd love to learn about that. It's okay to do both. You see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying. Absolutely.
How does that feel?
It feels good.
Okay.
It feels good.
Okay. So, but the thing you got to do is you got to love the sales part too while you're doing
it. That's the part I'm missing. Right.
Yeah, okay. I know, because I could feel it when you said I'm in sales. It's like sometimes I hear my folks say it like that, and then we have to do like a weekend retreat. But you got to be like, you know what? I'm in sales and I'm loving it, and it gives me the opportunity to step out and now play with some areas of my life so that when I know it, when it shows up, I can make a change.
I see what you're saying.
All right, you cool with that?
I appreciate that.
Okay,
yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, before you go, Sandy, try saying that like that. Give us a little help, and then Sue's going to give you another angel.
Yeah, I'm going to give her another angel.
Go ahead, Sandy.
What am I supposed to say? I'm sorry.
I want to hear you just give us a little energy around how much you love your sales job.
Oh, I love my sales job.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you're like super good at it too, aren't you?
I'm really good at it.
Come on, look. When are you going to get another opportunity to brag on syndicated radio?
Yeah, that's right.
I have another angel. You're right, I do.
All right.
Marcus, Marcus, the angel of sales.
There you go. All right. Sandy, you're going to find this within the next 2 weeks. You're going to find something that sparks your interest because you're coming from a place of love around what you're doing now. And it's going to open up, and it's going to be in front of you. Your job is to say yes. You got me?
I got it. Thank you so much.
Sweet. Thank you, Sandy. Love our listeners. Just loving them. Where do you want me to go? Want me to go on IM, or you want me to...
Let's actually do an IM, and then we'll get Karen on the backside of the
All right. Let's like
Sorry,
to go
Karen,
on
but
IM.
Your question might be a little bit longer than what we have time left.
All right. Hold on, Karen.
Yep.
So we got an instant message from Lauren. And Lauren says, I would like to know who my angels are to move forward from the past and make my future happen.
Okay. First one is Caroline, angel of positive thinking, and really to uplift you and bring you to that place you want to be. And then you have Rachel, the angel of inspiration, and your archangel is your money angel. It's Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and that's the angel of prosperity.
And if you have a follow-up question, just give us a call back. We're going to take a short break. Well, let me do another. We're not ready for a break. Boy, I'm just jumping right to it. Let's go to Austin again. Austin, thank you so much for sending in your question. So Austin says, do you see me raising kids? My partner doesn't want kids at least for 5 years. I'm ready now. Thanks again. Lots of great tips. I will do them all and report back when it is sold. It is so sold, Austin. So this is really kind of interesting when you have this kind of dilemma.
I don't honestly know how to answer that one. That's the house is easier.
The house is easier.
Because mm-hmm. this looks like really something you have to work out between the two of them. And kids are such a responsibility and require so much thought and care. And so I think I would just have to say they're going to have to work that out between them.
Don't you think this is really an area to negotiate? And
yeah.
Okay, what's the angel of negotiations?
Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E.
So I'm saying, Austin, you got a bunch of angels now on your plate to work with. But they've got to begin a conversation about that.
Yeah, that's something that really has to be decided because it's such a commitment. I know, mm-hmm. I'm a mom.
Yeah, and the other thing that I would like to suggest is it's one of those conversations that, and believe me, I know about this one, where you may want to get a third party. And what I mean by that is for you and your partner to have a time where you go see a third party and help that third party facilitate the conversation. What do you think of that, Sue?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, especially around something like that. The other thing, Austin, I want to say to you, it's called a progressive conversation. It's kind of like commitment. Commitment isn't a yes or a no. Commitment is a process. Every day we get to revisit the things that we have said yes to in our lives. And so that's why it becomes a process, whether it's commitment to our job, commitment to our relationships, or commitment to ourselves. Think about how you and your partner may kind of come together and have an open forum of communication, right? And sometimes, I know for me, I've needed a third party. You know, as much radio as I do, when it comes to me, I need some help. Let's take a short break, everyone. We're going to get right back here. Karen, we're going to get to you. Christine, Lisa, stay tuned with us. We'll be right back.
I hear a voice in my mind. I know her face by heart.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Are you having problems with raising your vitamin D levels? Well, you're not alone. Here are the top three reasons why it's difficult to raise them. Number one, you may not be taking enough for your weight. Most people require 1,000 units per 25 pounds of body weight. Number two, you may not be taking it with the proper kind of food. And number three, you may be experiencing what they call vitamin D resistance. To learn more about this, visit my website, powerfuld.com. That's powerfuld.com.
Support for the Dr. Pat Show comes from the Lucky Palette Vegetarian Meal Service. Lucky Palette delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to the home and business throughout the greater Seattle area. For more information, call area code 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalette.com. Each meal is prepared in small batches with no preservatives. You'll never have to worry again about what's for dinner.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mushrooms. Worth paying attention to, traditional use as well as modern research has shown that many mushrooms can enhance immune health and boast an array of other useful properties. These include anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects. Add medicinally valuable mushrooms such as shiitake, maitake, and reishi to soups, rice, beans, and other foods, or take in liquid extract form or powdered in capsules. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
How do you do it? You just do it. You just do that. You just get those angels and you hold them close and you just squeeze them a little bit. You tell them you love them and they work for you. We know that. Benny and I know that all too well. They do. They work for you. There isn't much you can't send to your angels and ask them to help you with. All right, Mr. B.
They're like super absorbent. You can
never
send them too much stuff.
They're very super absorbent. Yeah. You're right.
Sponge companies
totally
are like... They have nothing compared.
Nothing. Nothing on them. They have nothing. Nothing on them.
If I
okay.
could come up with a sponge company. That
I know.
Great.
I know.
3M, I guess.
Chakwa's famous now.
Who is?
The Chakwa Centers.
Oh, the Chakwa Centers. You really did have me stumped on what
oh,
you just said. I didn't
gosh,
know what you said. I'm
telling
like,
you. Uh-huh.
All right, enough about us.
All right.
Should we go to these calls? Or?
I mean, they're going to be like hanging up.
I know, right. Let's take Karen. Thanks for waiting so patiently, Karen. And you're calling in from Federal Way. It looks like you're in a job transition, I hear.
Mm.
Well, actually, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm very grateful to you.
Anytime.
But my question really is, I want to know who the angels are that might be able to help me. I'm a massage therapist, and I'm wanting to know how to move into working more with the energy that I do. I've been trying to move into that realm for a few years now, and I'm still feeling like I'm a massage therapist and not an energy worker.
Oh, this is a good question.
Okay,
this
I missed
good.
One little piece of it. She's trying to use them for the what that she does. I missed that little word.
No, she's trying to move into energy work. She is a phenomenal massage therapist.
Like another field. That. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Karen, what you're asking is you're actually trying to add the energy work on as well. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So how the angels can help you with your energy work along with your massage therapist therapy. Okay, here's the first thing. When you said you're a massage therapist, my angels came through and said, and she's really good. So I'd stick with that because that's what you're meant to do. I'll give you your personal angels and then the ones that are going to help you with energy work. So you have Archangel Michael, guidance and protection. You have Blake, B-L-A-K-E, and that's a female, angel of comfort. And then you have Timothy, the angel of good fortune. So that's an angel of abundance and prosperity. Your, as far as the angels to help you with your healing, Mira, M-I-R-R-A, is the angel of for the healing arts. And I also hear Robert is the angel of balance, and he wants to help you. Because he works with stability and peace of mind. And basically, if you can think what your goal is for your client, you can think about balance and peace of mind and comfort for them. That's how the angels can help you, because as you think about the subject that they handle, they will come in and do the job. And sometimes you can even say, and anyone listening too, call on the angel and say, heal my foot, or help me with this, or let me this, and whatever it is, and then give it to the angel and let them do it.
And I do that. I'm just not always aware.
Okay. And you know what? Okay. Ask who's with you at the time. And if you
okay.
got a, you know, an angel first aid book, you could go look up which ones they were. But ask who's here with me at this session.
Okay, I will do that.
Can I ask you a question, Karen? What
sure.
kind of energy work would you like to do?
Well, I'm already doing energy work. I do cranial sacral work, and I do another energy work. It's called Yuen work, where it works with mind, body, spirit, where you're correcting modalities that have gone wrong through the chakra system. And that seems to work real well for most people.
Okay. And do you like that?
I do. I do like it. Okay. I just feel like I don't have enough confidence.
Now we're getting to it. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So look it. So this is what I'm picking up, because that's a different question, right? Because, you know, you don't have enough confidence to do it. Confidence has to do with self-worth. So what if there are no mistakes, right? And what if that this level of, healing, learning has showed up for you for a reason? What if this was all divinely appointed? Do you see what I'm saying? Okay.
Yes.
So here's the next question. What makes you think it's not?
I guess because I don't, you know, the people that I have worked on, they're not sending me referrals. I'm not having a lot of repeat business on the people that I am, that I have worked on.
Okay, got
it. I'm not getting a lot of.
Yeah. So here's the coaching I'm going to give you, and then Sue will give you some. In the work that we do, when I started out on radio, I started out in 2003, and I started out on an internet station, and nobody was listening. Not a single person. But every week, I pulled out my credit card, and I kept paying for my airtime, and no one was listening. And it didn't really matter to me. And I didn't know till later that no one was listening, right? Because it didn't really matter to me. What mattered to me is that I was doing what I loved. I loved what I was doing, and I was doing good in the world. And if you could focus on that and not really try to have an idea or understanding as to what other things mean, that is the best service and contribution you could be of. You see?
Okay.
You see?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Because what I found out later on was that people were listening. And because internet radio was so new, there were no ways to measure or count. And so it's a really good thing I paid no attention to that data. What do you think would have happened if that was going to be important to me back then? What do you think? What do you think I might have done?
Probably would have been only your focus.
I would have been gone.
And
I would have stopped. I wouldn't have continued radio. I certainly wouldn't have bought more airtime 4 days a week on KKNW, and I wouldn't be talking to you now.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
I hope that helps you. Believe in yourself, not in what other people think of you. Believe in yourself. You are divinely appointed to do this, and do it with ease and grace. Right, Sue?
Right. I have something else that came to me, too,
good,
from the angels. Is there a healing method called Traeger? Look it up.
Traeger?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Okay, because I heard very loud you were to study that. And I didn't even know there was something called that, but they said it very loud.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Wow, that's interesting.
All right.
Thank you so much, Karen. Right. Thanks for calling in. Okay, Benny, I got a bunch of instant feedback messages. You want me to do that? What would you prefer for me to do?
Yeah, let's take one of those.
Okay, let's do it. Olivia. Yes, Olivia, I've gotten your call. Oh, look, she's just purchased the book. Wow, this is so cool. Olivia's given us instant feedback from San Diego, and I want to get it to you. Hi, everybody. Let me just get this here. Wow, I got a ton of instant messages coming in. Just give me 1 second here. Yep. Here we go. Hi, everybody. I've just purchased your book, and I love it. Can you please tell me who my angels are? If I may ask another question, my sister, I think it's Perkay is how you say it. My sister is having financial problems, and I am hesitant to help her out monetarily. Do the angels have a message regarding me helping her? Thank you very much. So maybe what we need is let's tell Olivia who her angels are. And
okay, sure.
We could also give her sister her angels, and then we can get to the financial question.
Okay. So the first, what was her first, the name of the lady I'm talking?
Olivia.
Olivia, right. Okay. Olivia's angels are Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Angel of Happiness, And Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, who's the angel of resources. So there's a lot of happiness and resources, money, wealth, joy. Those are good angels.
Okay.
And Gabriel, messages and communication. So those okay. are her angels.
Okay.
And her sister's name, did you get a name?
Yeah, Perkay. I think I'm probably not saying it right.
Okay, sure.
It's
okay, P-E. So that's Rachel,
I'm probably killing this name. It's P-E-Q-U-E.
Okay. At least I got connected.
Good.
Rachel, the angel of inspiration. Tara, T-A-R-A, the angel of love. And the archangel is Uriel. And again, that's the prosperity angel.
Yeah.
So I think the sister's going to be okay.
All right.
Looks like she just needs to do a little twist in what she's doing now, and it'll get better.
Okay, so the question then is, though, Olivia's asking, should she help her sister out financially? Should she give her sister money?
For a short period of time, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let her help her for a short period of time, but also see if she can't help her in a way like that the money helps the sister do a little twist on whatever she's good at.
Okay.
There is something out there for her that'll help her. I can see her off running on her own.
Okay. So the angels are saying, okay, yep.
For a while.
Sounds like it's time to help your sister out,
yep.
Olivia. Help the sister.
And maybe just use some of the money not only just to give it to her, but for education on whatever you think she would be good at.
Okay. So to help, not only just help her financially survive, but what can you do to help her create a base for ongoing thriving?
That's it.
Okay, cool. Benny, you want me to do a little instant feedback? What would you like me to do?
We're at that break time.
Oh, let's go to the break. And when we come back, Lisa, Christine, Lauren, Deb, we'll get to you, instant feedback, and Greg. So, wow, you're going to be busy, Sue. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
And all the things you mean to me.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity. Prolonged stress, or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system. Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Fairness.net or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Zeo88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Inside my heart,
everybody. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. I think about that for a minute. Or go to transformationtalkradio.com. We have got a bunch of instant messages and phones. So, Benny, what do you think if I hit up the instant messages and we get that going with Sue Storm here, the angel lady?
All right, go for it.
All right, Sue, you ready?
I am.
All right, so let's get over here to Lisa. Questions for Sue. I've been told I am an 11 path soul. I'm feeling stuck in my career, and it feels old and dull. I've always known, I'm sorry, I got a bunch of weird characters. I've always known I'm destined to do great things. I'm ready for a job change, but I'm frustrated because I don't know what to pursue. I'm interested in the environment, green living animals. My questions are, who are my angels? Who can help me figure out my career and the next baby steps that I can take for fulfill my soul's purpose? And how do I connect with my angels? Many thanks, Lisa. And Lisa, I got something that'll help you get started. But go ahead, Sue.
Okay, so we'll start with her angel,
yeah.
Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, the angel of divine grace, and Nancy, the angel of productivity. Both of those angels will help her with her new career, with whatever she wants to do. And Gabriel, messages and communication.
Okay.
Okay, I think, not I think, but what they're telling me is a people career is really important to her, but she needs to make a jump. You know, she's just totally stagnant and bored. She needs to go into something she loves. So getting to something she loves and doing something passionate would be good. Okay, and then what was the other question, too?
She wanted to know, she wants to know what the angels are that can help her with. You know, what are the next baby steps she can take for fulfill her soul's purpose? Boy, I'm having a time of it today.
Quite the tongue twister there.
I am like, wow.
You got it.
Get it out. Come on, girl.
You want to take the soul purpose, Dr. Pat?
Here's what I want to say. Yes, I'm going to jump right in.
Okay.
I have got the perfect solution for you. You know how? Because I know what the energy of frustration will do. It will cut off the breath of your soul faster than you can shake a stick. So everyone out there that is feeling this thing that we call frustration, you've got to shift out of that. Frustration is one of these very strange things that we use so often in our culture and has absolutely no purpose. So frustrated waiting in the grocery line, frustrated waiting to call into the show, frustrated, believe me, I know this word and I know the feeling of it. So the first thing I would say to you is just like I told the other person that was calling in about her sales job, you got to love what you do right now. You have to be in this place where no matter what it is, you find some level of joy of your job and what you're doing. And I have worked in some horrific places. I've worked in factories. I've cleaned fish. I've sold hot dogs. So I know about job stuff. Here's the other thing I would love to say to you. If you want to take the next step to fulfill your soul's purpose, I would love for you, since you are in this area, I would love any of you out there that want to do this, please go to the website, www.theevent.org. No, is that what it is?
Google it.
Why, my gosh.
Can you Google it?
How did I mess that up?
I don't know.
But it is the event that I'm going to be speaking at. It's September 9th, 10th, and 11th. And they need volunteers. And they have a pillar that's all about green and green living. And so if you want to get a sense of your soul's purpose, I will tell you this. Everybody I coach that is either thinking of a career change or that is unemployed, first thing we do is we find service projects. And so that's what I would suggest you do. Get around people that are fulfilling their soul's purpose, and it is going to rub on you, and you will be set. All right. That's what I have to say, Sue.
I like what you said.
That's it.
Yeah, it's
good. I know about that. Let me go to another one. Let's go to Deb in Idaho. For several months, I feel that everything is a struggle. I would like to know what angels are around so I could ask them for assistance and order up some happy. Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, actually, the first angel is Joseph, the angel of joy. So that's the first angel she needs to talk to.
Mm.
And Florence, the angel of compassion, maybe a better understanding of others will help her understand herself. Archangel Michael, guidance and protection.
Mm.
So she definitely has good angels helping her.
Okay, here's what I want to say, Deb, because we have a short period of time, and I want to help you with this. It's impossible, all right? You could actually call me in, and you could debate this with me someday. It is impossible that for several months, everything, the word everything in your message is a struggle. It is impossible. I have a friend that lost both legs and both arms, and there is a struggle. But even in his life, everything is not a struggle. So here's what I want to say to you. This is your assignment. Find 10 things right now, today, that are joyful, that are easy. For example, how's your breathing pattern? Can you breathe easily? How about typing? You did a really good job typing this message in here. That didn't sound like that was a struggle. So all of us are faced with challenges in our lives. Believe me, I know. I've had the health challenge. It's all there. But not everything in your life is a struggle. And I know this. And Sue, what do you think?
What I think is to stop using the word struggle.
Yeah.
Don't think of it. Take it out of your vocabulary. Write it on a piece of paper and rip it up. Turn it around. Plenty. I would obsess on the word plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty, plenty, plenty.
Yeah. And change the word. Everything in my life is a giggle.
Yeah.
Try that instead of struggle.
Oh, I like the giggle.
Everything
okay.
in my life is a giggle. Wear that. Try that on. Might have to run to the bathroom a few times because you're laughing. You're
I like
slap,
that one.
You're slap happy to joy. Benny, let's go to the phones.
All right, let's take Greg. He's waiting patiently
gotta
in the
get
wings
Greg
there.
In here. Yeah. Greg, welcome to the show.
Oh, Greg, you got to turn off your radio, buddy. Greg, turn off your radio.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey, Greg, cool. Let us help you
sure.
today.
Okay, I'm not sure if you remember who I am. I work with the Wands.
I know who you are, Greg.
Okay.
I know where you live.
Yeah. That's scary. Really quick.
A little creepy, isn't it?
I have become a working intuitive at setting intentions for people and have been having very good results with this. I definitely have figured out my modality of choice and my path. I am in the middle of transition right now, literally getting rid of 20 years of accumulated things from up here. I'm going to be relocating back to my home state to help my mother. And but there are some financial, you know, downsides to everything. And I'm just curious what to, you know, see around that.
Okay, Sue.
Okay, so are we talking about angels for financial prosperity for you? Is that where we're going here?
Is that what you want? You want
sure.
Okay, well, let's start with that. Timothy is the angel of good fortune, and he's right in the car with you. He's right on your shoulder, I hear. And then you have, the other money angel is Jeremiah, the angel of financial security. But what I'm thinking is you've got some, or what they're telling me to think, you've got some really good ideas that you haven't put into play yet. And several of them are money makers. So either we can talk about it after the show or whatever, but it feels like getting you on a new role is what's important to making you happy.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Greg, can you hear me okay? Because I know you're driving, dude, right?
Yeah, I am, but I am on speakerphone.
Okay. You have got to shake your moneymaker.
Oh.
You got some rust on it. You got some crust on it. You've got to shake your moneymaker. You don't believe you're going to make money doing what you love, dude. You just don't.
Yeah. Well, I do have the, as far as my intuition, I know that the path that I'm on is the correct one.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about belief. So here it is for everybody out there. Because, you know, I go through this all the time with radio. Every year I ask myself, is this what I'm supposed to continue to do? And do I believe that I'm going to be in service of it? And I really spend time literally in a closet, so to speak, searching this. You cannot have not one cell in your body have doubt at all about your success from doing it, about your ability to doing it, or about your ability to make unlimited dollar cha-ching. Right, you see?
Yeah.
Yes.
No doubt.
That was going to be one of my additional statements I was going to add that I have learned with this intuitive intention setting that I've been doing, is that with that, I absolutely, unequivocally have no doubt in that ability that has awakened in me. And that is where I just don't, I do what I do in a session with someone. And I leave it alone.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. You can't have any doubt in your ability to have money flowing into your bank account, money that you don't even know is going in there, in the tens and thousands of dollars. You see what I'm saying?
I exactly see what you're saying.
Let's rock on with it. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Sue Storm, The Angel Lady. Go to our website, theangellady.net. Benny, thank you for another awesome day. And to all of you out there that tune us in, turning us on, I love, love, love you all. Have a great day. Come out of things unseen.